Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Salanta, Tena Yestalin. Yes, I. Carmen Jacobs Ladder. So, yeah, man. So, here, the Wednesday podcast, the Rastafari podcast, here on the Wednesday. Call this Wednesday Wisdom Wednesday. Here we have the 22nd sabbatical study by Wayakahel, and he churched and he gathered, the connection of the gathering, the kahal, the ancient sense of the church, very, very important. Today's daily psalm, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 47, as we're going to ride up with that and touch on some of the info, some of the reasonments in this 22nd sabbatical study for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong. Here. Yes, I. Catch a breath right here. Rastafari.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords. Conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men. Surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
So here, Wednesday Wisdom.
Salmon Nimal, Ursu, bare feet,
these are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Now, Hebraically, when we speak about wisdom, we're speaking about sheep. A lot of people talk about misogyny, I guess, in the way they read, or they've been made to make believe and read the Bible. But when we talk about wisdom, Hebraically, we're speaking about sheep. I, Mother, Wisma, yes, I, Rastafari. Gonna ride up right here, yes, I, Dennis Brown, Prince of Reggae here with Wisdom, yes, I. Classic.
To face, oh, see, two roses.
they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake.
Or Hebraically, forsake not the Torah of thy mother. So the Torah is also she. So where exactly is the misogyny Hebraically? Here, Wisma Wednesday, Wednesday Wisma.
Salamta Beit Seb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Let's begin off with the Alpha and Omega of Wisma right here. Here, keep in mind that Hebraically, wisdom, even Robeinu, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ in the Bible says that wisdom is justified by all of her children. Yes, I. So our father, our mother, here, here, here. Alpha, Omega, Wisma, a wisdom. Over. John Parsha. Yes, I. Wisdom, Alpha, and Omega, a Wisma.
And forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy, not the law of thy, not the law of thy, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law, forsake not the law, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck, and of thy father, and for father, and for father, my son, my son, my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy law of thy law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, thy mother, thy mother, thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, 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 the law of thy mother.
The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs.
Wisdom is justified by all of her children. So where was the misogyny there in the Bible? Where was the misogyny? Actually, it's 180-degree opposite. I have to say this respectfully speaking, you know, the historical 400-year white man liar, right? The counterfeit, whitewash, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, the Christian, all the lies they have taught us and even told themselves. I mean, when we look at the context of the book of Proverbs, just for example, one of the reasons why this particular podcast, the Wednesday podcast, the fourth day, the middle day, right, the heartical day, you know, it's the fourth day of the 7 days, like the chakras, the middle of the seven seals in man is the heart, the heartical. So right here at the heart of the matter, wisdom, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christus says that wisdom, right, wisdom is justified by all of her children. So here we get Shlomo, Solomon, HaMelech. He's introducing to the disciples, right, the teacher, we can say the real professor here, and that is Mother Wisdom, right? So it's actually wisdom that speaks throughout right here, 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 throughout the book of Proverbs, and think that Solomon was the wisest man. You know the tune, we have to get that tune right there, there's there. The old classic right there. Solomon was the wisest man. It says that he never knew the secret of a woman. But I'm wiser than Solomon, and so gal, don't you play no trick. That's an old classic reggae tune right there. But the first part of the tune, Solomon was the wisest man, right? Now, the wisdom that he shares with us right here, 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 is also found in the beginning. Because this is to follow up and to verse this false converse out there, conversation out there, you know, that the Bible is sexist. Well, the Bible, in the hand of the liar, the whitewashed Anglo-Saxon Protestant, those who lied about the curse of Ham. I looked up and down the Bible, don't find no curse of Ham, you know, in the Bible. They say that, well, Noah and his wife had three children. One was white, one was black, and one was gray. One was white, one was black, one was yellow. Well, what kind of confusion is this, right? And then they say, well, the Bible is misogynistic. Barefoot and pregnant and in the kitchen. Really? Really? That's what the Bible teaches? That's what you teach. That's what your culture, right, that came up in the Bible and created this evil counterfeit Christian culture. Well, if you look at and read and hear Proverbs chapter 31, it speaks about the strong woman, the strong woman. Well, that gets lost in translation. They say, who can find a virtuous woman? But actually in the Hebrew, eshet chayil oset, another way of enunciating that word for woman and wife, eshet chayil, a woman of chayil, chayil. Some say, well, Haile Selassie, that's not Hebrew, Haile, but chayil, chayil is chayil, chayil is chayil, chayil means power, chayil means strength, so chayil is chayil, yes, I. So eshet chayil, but here, 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 we heal up the strong woman. Right, the virtuous woman, and the chapter begins off with the words of King Lemuel, right? The prophecy that his mother, who? His mother, huh? His mother taught him. And so let's put this into context right here. Even when Proverbs says certain things that one might say, oh, this is against women, this is against the females. Well, yeah, it's against some bad ratchet females, but it bigs up the righteous one. So let's keep it in the balance, right? You got to balance the equation, right? Who can find a strong woman for her price or her value? See, they put price there, and people, oh, she's beyond the price. No, it's a value. Get it? Value. Price, value. For her price or her value is far above rubies, right? And then as it goes through, it gives certain qualifications or maybe expectations of the woman who is a strong woman. Woman say, I'm a strong woman. All right, our black sisters, daughters, mothers, and wives, strong black woman. Okay, no problem. Okay, you can be strong, yeah. Strong woman, strong man. But here is the qualifications. Hebraically speaking in Proverbs chapter 31 at verse 10. But see the translation, things get lost in the translation. Who can find a virtuous? Jesus says a virtuous woman. Look it up, interlinear Bibles, a strong woman. The word for virtuous is chayil, chayil. Like you say, chayil, power of chayil, chayil, power. a powerful woman, a strong woman. Then it breaks down these qualifications. I mean, it says things like, this whole chapter here, I'd like to just grind on it for a moment, if you will, here on Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday. It said in verse 11, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. Very interesting concept there. He don't have need of like being a robber, being a bad man, because he has a good woman. He has a strong woman, a strong Isha, Eshet, Oset, a strong wife. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh woolly with her hands. So she's a worker. She's talented. She can use her hands, right? She is like the merchant ships, She bringeth her food from afar. Now, some will pause and say, oh, she's being an enslaved. Hold up for a moment. Slow up for a moment. Verse 15, she riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat, which means food, to her household and a portion to her maidens. So it's like she has a business going on here. She has her household, like her family, those of her household. It's like the Nollywood movies. You ever seen the Nollywood movies where when a lot of the people, they live in like a house, right? But if they can afford it, they have like a little compound. And on this compound, they have people who live on the compound or in this compound, like an area, and they have a fence or a wall or whatever. It's almost like a little mansion, like a mini mansion. That's how real liberty, right? That's our real way of life, not this little compartment apartment. That's like almost like being on them slave ships and everything. But anyway, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and work of wooling for hands. She's like the merchant ships. She's a businesswoman. That's what it's pointing out, Hebraically speaking. She's a businesswoman. She's about her business, right? And the family business. She bringeth her food from afar. Now, it doesn't mean that she's carrying everything. Remember, when it says that she rises up while she at night giveth food or meat to her household and a portion to her maidens, so she has maidens. Not her, just her daughters. They may be like daughters to her, but she has maidens. So there's employment here that's going on. It's a family. It's a family affair. But she is at the very head of it, right? She considereth a field and bias it. Uh-oh. You ever heard they say, well, woman, back in the past, back in the Bible days, woman could own property, but now we have women's liberation and femaleism rights. I mean, feminism rights and wrong, but rights, right? But here it says she considers a field and bias it. Does it say that she considered a field like, man, I really would like that field over there. I know what I could do with it. I got to ask my husband, oh, hubby, please, can you get this? I would do good. No, she considers a field and she buys it. It doesn't say that she considered a field, have to get the money from her husband. You know, there's this idea that back in the past, the woman didn't own nothing. You hear a lot of people say those sort of things, right? Over and over again. I don't know how they miss this chapter right here. Right, with the other Jews, right, this is a very important chapter. It's so important that every Sabbath Eve, every Friday evening, the man of the house, after going through the basic, you know, initiation of the Shabbat time, the family sup together, you know, the cup, the chalice, all of that, that the man of the house, he recites this. And this is not just instruction or praise for his woman, his wife, the Imma Beit of the Beit, the mother of the house there, but also instruction for the daughters. So it puts the expectation that way. That means if I see a field, got my money, I could buy it. I just have to go to my husband and ask my husband, can we please get this? With the fruit of her hands, she planted a vineyard. So she's farming, planting, well, not farming, but a vineyard, right? She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. I found this to be an interesting verse right here. This is verse 17, Proverbs chapter 31, 17, because like nowadays, like remember when Obama, Michelle Obama, right? They said that black women have more testosterone than other women, so maybe that adds to the strength, you know? One could look at it negatively, but anything that's negative also can be seen in a positive way if you have the right wisdom, the right knowledge. But anyway, how women work out their arms and everything. You know how women like they wear these dresses, like the Egyptian dresses. You know how the Egyptian dresses don't have no arms, so they can show their arms off. So they go to the gym, and so they were talking about, like, you know, Mrs. Obama, oh, look at her arms, and a lot of women start to do that. I find it to be interesting that here is a kind of a foreshadowing of it in verse 17. She girdeth her loins with strength, like the small of the back. You know what I mean? Almost like put on one of those belts, you know, like the weight belts. Right, and strengthen her arms. So it's not like, well, you just a dainty little woman. You can't have strong arms. You can't be strong even physically. No, that's not a Hebrew expectation. Right, verse 18. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. Now here's an interesting verse. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. You want to know about business? The Bible also teaches about business, the nine areas of people activity, in addition to what people call religion or spirituality or whatnot. But there's other areas of reality and logos and knowledge and revelation. Here's a good revelation about business, that the virtuous woman, she perceiveth. You see, if you're in business, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of these little, like, programs and techniques that they give people, like, think positive and positive things will happen. There is some principle to that. There's some truth to that in the science of creation. But here, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. It's like you go into business and you're selling something, right? Like, you're selling something. I say, hey, man, I like to buy this. Is it good? It's okay. I might go on to the next guy and ask him, hey, I want to buy this. Is it good? Yeah, this is the bump. It's, you have to perceive that your merchandise is good. So I'm just presenting this that sometimes we have to just check ourselves, because sometimes we be dowdy-powdy about what we are, the merchandise. We may think that, oh, people are not supporting us in what we're doing, but it might be also our own doubts. You know what I mean? Our own doubt, our own subconscious and selfish selves that don't really recognize that we don't know or we don't perceive that our merchandise is good. But just a little point. Let's move on. Right? Her candle goes not out by night. So even at night, you know, sometimes people have to put in that night work. Right? She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. Right? Which is like, you know, making things, clothing, and being able to, you know, having skills. Right. She stretches out her hands to the poor. So this is a generosity. Right. Stretches out hands to the poor, ones that don't have. Right. Yay. Because it shows by this Hebrew virtue here, the strength that we have in Proverbs concerning the virtuous woman, the strong woman. Right. That she'll be able to give to the poor. Right. Because she's not a slouch herself. You know what I mean? She's buying a field, looking after business. Other things, her husband, you know, can safely, you know, trust her, so he don't have to be no robber, no bad man, and everything else, because they both can contribute to the household. Yay, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household or the cold times, the adverse times for her household. So she perceives, so her mind state is also the strength of her mind state. She has a mind right or righteous. For all her household are clothed with scarlet. This is the way to say that they all have good, you know, good gear, you know, like good clothing. You know, they have good clothing, right? She makes sure of it, right? All the household, right? She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. You know, this kind of image right here is the kind of image that they kind of project, like, in the romantic sense of, like, the Western Gentiles. You know, like that woman who is, like, she's, like, the madam of, not the madam like of a whorehouse, but like she's the woman of a house and she's taking care of the servants. You know, that's that image of the upper crust, the 1%. But this was the expectation for Kol Yisrael, for all of Israel. Not that everyone had all points, right? But still it was an expectation. So therefore this misogyny idea was not there. Only confused and twisted and lying people in counterfeit Christianity brought in these ideas because they wanted to keep the persecution of women that they had down pressured in their Western Gentile whitewashed cultures. But it was not a part of the Hebrew culture. And this verse, these verses here in this chapter, Proverbs 31, and the whole book, the whole Bible, but we're going to the epicenter right here, it proves it or disproves it. Right? But let's go on. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. So not, yes, she makes her clothing and she has others that work for her, you know, and she supplies the garments. She don't have to run after Fashion Week. She don't have to run after, you know, Versace or Versace or Gucci or this one and that one. That really robs us so much psychologically and otherwise. In fact, Louis the 14th said that no longer would France be able to dominate through force, but France would dominate through fashion. You know, I was watching this series called Versailles. You might have seen it, Versailles. And this one of the kings of France, Louis Lucifer or something, he was saying that no longer will we be able to dominate as we did in the past age. He was envisioning the New World Order. He said that we will rule the world through fashion. I said, Chad, ain't that some shite? So make your own clothing, make your own style. Verse 23, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it. So you see what we said, that she bought a field, she see a field, right? And she buy the field. If she want to buy the field, she consider a field. Here it's saying, here in verse 24, it said that she maketh fine linen and selleth it. So she's a businesswoman and delivereth girdles to the merchant. Check that out right there. So she's both dealing with wholesale and resale, right? You know, so she makes fine linen and she sells it, right? That's like more retail. But then it says also she delivers girdles to the merchant. The merchant is where the wholesale, he got to get it, they got to get, or she, maybe a woman on the other end of that business, since women usually ran the marketplace, the men usually would secure the marketplace from teas. Verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. So she's not looking for immediate gratification. She's not looking for immediate gratification. She understands that process of life. You know, the earth, you know, as she is the kind of the earth in the relationship and the seed in the earth and that growing process, that time and that season, right? So it says that she shall rejoice in time to come. Here's a key verse, verse 26. She openeth her mouth with wisdom. So remember, wisdom is she. Hebraically speaking, wisdom is she, right? Wisdom is the one that Shlomo Solomon introduces to his Talmudim or to the disciples. Basically, Proverbs is a book of disciple, of discipleship of the ancient Hebrews, right? Basically, it was mainly intended for the sons, for the men. But here's the catch. Here's the interesting thing about it. According to Proverbs, the instructor, right, is the divine feminine or is wisdom. And then furthermore, in Proverbs, wisdom gives a hint of her role in creation. Wisdom was there in the beginning, where it says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, that wisdom is the principal thing. Now, in the Hebrew, it says that wisdom, chokmah, is the reishis. Reishis is the first part of the first word, the main part of the first word in Genesis, Bereshit. The translator says that in the beginning. Actually, in the Hebrew, and even when we look at the Royal Amharic, you could assume it's saying in the beginning, but it basically is saying in a beginning or in beginning. The more correct translation is in beginning. But the full of full from the Hebrew wisdom is that in Reshit. Proverbs 4 and 7, the Hebrew keys, Reishis equals Chokmah, Chokmah equals wisdom. In wisdom, Bara Elohim, created Elohim, Elohim, right, the powers he created in Chokmah, in wisdom, Et HaShemayim Wa Et HaAretz, the heavens and the earth. And furthermore, if one said, no, it was no wisdom or divine feminine, well, you lie and you probably don't know Hebrew anyway. But if you follow the reasoning here, if you go to chapter 8 of Proverbs, she explains that before the depths and the deeps were there and the sons of men, I was there with Elohim in the beginning, in the, before even those his works of old. She explains that she was there prior to what we have in Genesis, and she's mentioned right there in the first word, Hebraically, according to the Hebrew science, according to that which is observable and repeatable, she explains this more, or Solomon explains this concerning her. And it was Solomon explains what she told him basically in Proverbs, right? Proverbs chapter 8. In Proverbs chapter 8, it proves what we're saying, that the divine feminine. Because people say, well, where is, you know, where is the female in the Trinity? Where is the female in the creation? Because mother, you know, the mother is important. Well, yes, 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 yes. Yeshua also agrees. Rabbeinu, I and I rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says that wisdom is justified by all of her children. So here, just to sum this up right here, verse 26, she openeth her mouth, right? That Eshet Chayil, that strong woman, that virtuous woman. The word virtue in Old English, it means strength. Let me just point it out. The word virtue, like when Yeshua was in a place, there was a crowd of people, and everybody wanted to touch him, and it was the woman that was hemorrhaging the blood and everything, and she had the faith. She perceived that if she can touch Yeshua's fringes, his dipsies, the fringes of his garment, right, because he's a holy man, a holy rabbi, that she would be healed, right? And the crowd, she reached out and she had touched him. And as soon as that happened, Yeshua turned around. He said to his disciples, his Talmudim, he said, somebody touch me. And they were like, oh, come on, Rabboni. There's a big crowd of folks around here. There's a lot of people. And he's like, no. He said, I know someone touched me, a special sort of touch, because some virtue, he said, some virtue came out of me, some virtue. And then when I read that in the Royal Amharic in His Majesty's Bible, the Metzaf Kedus, right, the word for virtue, I was like, virtue, I scratched my head. I said, okay, what does he mean? I looked at the Amharic, it was like Chayil. I said, oh, Chayil, you mean Chayil as in Hyla? Chayil, the same Chayil that's in Hebrew, like the Eshet Chayil? Oh, so virtue in Old English meant strength, it meant like power, strength, just to over that right there. Verse 26, she openeth, so the virtuous woman, she openeth her mouth with Chokmah. Right, with Chokmah, so she's a daughter of the divine feminine, right? Wisma, right? And in her tongue is the law of kindness. This is the interesting verse reading it Hebraically. When we read it in the Hebrew, remember the Torah, according to the Hebrew, right? The Torah is feminine. The Torah is likened to a mother. This is why we like to play the audio so often, every now and again, and sometimes often again and again. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, where it says, my son, my child, my disciple, hear the instruction of thy father, Abika, and forsake not the law, the Torah, HaTorah, the Torah of Emeka, right? In other words, hear the instruction. So the father is instructing, right, the son, the disciple, right, to heed to the divine feminine principle wisdom that is called right here, HaTorah. So the Torah in the Hebrew sense is she, right? So where is the misogyny? Oh, the misogyny, oh, that came in translation, mistranslation. Mistranslation brought that in. That's what the mistranslation and bad mind as well amongst the Gentiles, because they wanted to keep their old system. They didn't want to teach their woman in Europe. They didn't want to teach the woman this. But you can see that some of the upper classes, the upper class woman, in a sense, lived like this. So you over what was going on, because the low class people, the regular people, they just kept like in the Catholic, the old Catholic version of it, where people just listened to stuff. They never had the Bible. They couldn't look up anything. So they had to ask the priest, where it was illegal to look at a Bible, a copy under Christianity. So it was easy for them to make ones believe that the Bible is saying that women need to be barefoot and pregnant and in the kitchen. I mean, if you want to sometimes, but that's not the expectation, clearly, according to Proverbs chapter 31. She opened her mouth with wisdom, with Chokmah, and in her tongue is the Torah. Law is Torah of kindness. So, you know, when people look at Yento, that movie Yento, Barbara Streisand, she wanted to learn the Torah. She was a European Ashkenazi Jewish woman, but they wouldn't teach the woman these things. This is not truly what's in the Hebrew scripture. Because otherwise, how could on her tongue be the Torah of kindness if she didn't learn any Torah? She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Like that tune, no lazy body, no lazy body, no weary body. She's no lazy body, no idle body. Verse 28, it says, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Now, here's the interesting thing. You hear some zealots, some ignorant zealots. I only praise God. Okay, I hear what you're saying. But scripturally speaking, we can praise one for righteous doing. In fact, it's required of us to praise one for righteous doing. You see, it's like when the Bible says, how can you love God, Elohim, who you haven't seen, and hate your brother, who you've seen? In a sense, it's not saying that your brother is Elohim, but it's putting him within that general class right there. It's showing the hypocrisy right there. And the hypocrisy is that if you see one doing righteous thing and say, I only praise God, or you start to strain your eye looking for evil, or even though they speak in all these good things, you never know, in the deep dark, the recesses of their heart, somewhere they're hiding something. That's why I can't accept the truth that I am beholding. Anyway, her husband praised her. Yes, her husband praised. Her husband praised her. And it's the same wordage as we praise God, as we praise the righteous, as we, you know, we can praise the king. You know what I mean? Many daughters, so the sexism of only the man get praised, only God get praised. Well, here it says that the husband, but the key word is the husband. In other words, man, you have a virtuous woman, you praise your Eshet Chayim. I have a virtuous woman, I praise. Now, it could be a little bad, like if a next man is praising a next man's wife, virtuous woman. You know, it's kind of out of order. It's a little check right there. It might provoke the spirit of Kana of jealousy. Anyway, verse 29, many daughters have done virtuously, virtuously, but thou excellest them all. So here's like a sample of how his praise would go, right? Many daughters. You know, many daughters. It's like, yeah, there's enough gal out there. They're pretty, they're nice, but baby, you are the best. You're the prettiest. You know, is like what he's saying, basically. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Verse 30, favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth, here's another thing that gets lost in translation, fear, reverence. In fact, in Amharic is the same word that we use for tefari and farai. Right, who reverence, respecteth, right? But a woman that respecteth, that reverences the sustainer, Jehovah, she shall be praised. She shall be Isis. So when one say they only praise God and they're about the Bible, what's in the Bible, and they read the Bible and the Bible is their guide, well, right here, it says that the woman that respecteth Jehovah, she shall be praised. Period. Verse 31, give her of the fruit of her hands and let and make her own works. Praise her. Isis her in the gates. This is an interesting kind of Hebraicism right there, what she has done, but also part of her works will be her children. Like when it says in the psalm that praises up the mind, you know, with a virtuous woman and the family and everything, that the children of the righteous man, right, they will speak, you know, with the enemies in the gate. You know what I mean? In the gate, like the gate of the city. You know what I mean? Like through the gate. You know, we're not going to let you come in here. But, you know what I mean? At the gates and everything. So her own works are also can be likened to her children. So right there, just to touch on this whole thing about, you know, the Bible being sexist. Yes, the Bible has been made to believe and been made into that because people who had access to it and who should have known better have preached it worse. But when we actually study it, as his Matthew says, to read and study the Bible and find the truth for ourselves, we find the truth to be 180-degree opposite, right, of the lie. So here, just to ride out this point and ride up with tonight's service here on the ear, like to share a little tune to what we have touched on. And heal up the mind, warrior king. Very good interview on IJ Mindset. We saw Warrior King. Right here, virtuous woman. Yes, I.
Now, the real man can live without the woman. That night today, says a woman to her man. And his mission, a good woman is a glory to her man. She never takes the power, still the smith. You're my better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me, you never leave me alone.
change your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I, you burn on dull, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. That night today, says a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The father had the light career, the empress Omega. The mother of the far right culture, revises to the king and his empress Menin. The right and the true way of living. Woman could never cause sin. So listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion. My nature's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba, 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 day. Shuba, shuba.
Family unity is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without someone, you know. A person's gonna ride if you wanna prove for the man that she wants, you know. There you go, she went to do, you know.
Now, 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 now. A real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me alone, yeah. Which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rasta man I burn a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
To come to the reality of the divinity of his majesty is a personal, a very personal manifestation. You still have to go into your own meditation, your own reasoning with someone, and come to you the full reality of the divinity of his majesty. Since the scriptures tell us that there are three major representations of God in time, this is the millennium that we are in now, and this is the last time that we are seeing a manifestation of God before the fulfillment of the prophecy. We have Adam, we have Jesus Christus, and we have his imperial majesty.
On the 2nd of November 1930, Rastafari is crowned the 225th Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie I, re-establishing the Solomonic dynasty. He is crowned King of Kings, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, elect of God. The ascendancy of Haile Selassie to the throne of Ethiopia marked the arrival of a day of redemption for black people, and the Rastafari movement was born. Queen Menen was also crowned Empress, establishing the principle of King Alpha and Queen Omega, the beginning and the end eternally consummated.
I think it's the first time you have a king and a queen crowned together, you know. You have kings crowned, like the typical monarchies will have a king and then his wife is his wife, you know. We have a coronation where we have a king and a queen. That's why I say Rastaman have a special duty, you know. You cannot conceive of yourself as one without the other. A man. No man can be so bright as to tell me that he's a man and he don't even have any responsibility or relationship with a daughter somewhere, you know. That is when you come in your fullness. We would think of His Imperial Majesty as the highest divine order. So Queen Mary would have to be the mother of creation, and she would therefore have to be the beginning of how we behave. She could be a light for the woman. Empress Menen traces her lineage back to the Queen Sheba, the Queen of Ethiopia, who journeyed to King Solomon, the keeper of the divine laws, the Ark of the Covenant. On her return to Ethiopia, she gave birth to Solomon's son, Menelik, who as a young man returned to Solomon's kingdom to claim the Ark of the Covenant. This was then established in Ethiopia at Aksum. Out of this tradition evolved the Ethiopian Orthodox Church.
The Ethiopian Orthodox Church is the first Christian manifestation coming out of Egypt. It's the first Christian acceptance of God and a man coming from God at this point in time. And the Ethiopian Orthodox Church teaches that man is black and that Jesus Christus is black. Ethiopia is the whole of Africa, and Ethiop, that the Bible referred to, is a black man, at that time regarded as a Kushite, you know, from the land of Kush. And the Ethiopian have a special place in His Majesty's book, you know, in that we are the promised people. And even though he tells us many of those that are the promised people will come one day after he chooses the ones that he wants, we still have to go down into the valley of Jehoshaphat for another weeding out, you know. So we know that our road is a long and troublesome trod, but it's a trod, there is a victory inside.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of
Israel. I notice y'all really can't stand it whenever I make a post defending black men. There's always a barrage of comments like, we gotta hold them accountable. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for accountability, but when do we not hold black men accountable? It's like every day, every time I get on the internet, someone is always talking about what black men not doing right. As a matter of fact, the only time we do bring up black men is to hold them accountable for the stuff that they not doing. I mean, it's almost like we're letting our personal experiences and the media, first and foremost, dictate how we feel about our own men. Never mind the several instances of black men who were protecting black women. Never mind the black man who pulled a black woman out of a burning building. Never mind the black man who jumped in front of a group of girls and lost his life defending them. Never mind the black men who were taking 12-hour shifts to defend a black woman in their neighborhood. Never mind that the majority, the vast majority, over 80% of black men are married to black women. We gotta stop letting the media tell us that our men don't love us and protect us. That's a lie. This country is hell-bent on destroying our men. Let's not help them.
Thank you, virtuous black queen, defending the real black man.
Shalomta, Beit Haseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
So as we ride up right here, we got the evening, the standing psalm here for the evening psalm for the fourth day called Wednesday. Here we have Psalm 94 right here, here, here. Yes, I rise up the chants.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order, Psalm 47, and a couple of first words and reasonings on this 22nd Torah reading and feeding, Vayakhel, modern Hebrew, Vayakhel, which is from Kahal, and Kahal means church. And we have in Acts of the Apostles, St. Stephen, Estephanos, Kedus Estephanos, the first martyr of the Nazarenes. Before he's martyred, he gives a testimony, and in his testimony, the translation says, and the angel that was with them in the church in the wilderness. Now, of course, church is a word that comes out of the English language, but the point of reference linguistically is to the kahal or the kehillah, and the root of that word right there is connected with this Torah reading and feeding, and Moses gathered and Moses assembled. The gathering. So the church is really the gathering of the people. So first things first, a first ear and first hear of today's daily psalm And then for this sabbatical study,
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.
I'm here to all praises to the Holy One of Israel, you know. And if you ever wonder what kind of song me sing or comes me to Israel. But the two of them no overstand, you know. Who overstand just overstand and who no overstand just overstand. You swear me a say. Cause enough of them are praise the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And them not to Israel. And what do them? A shocking movie again. Yeah.
Give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright then. Them a wonder what kind of song me a sing. To me say Israel and I hear the Israel King. And them lock up overstanding. Me burn them on them false doctrine. Alright then. When me say Israel, them a wonder and a ponder. Them same one a hear the Lion of Judah. Which is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Run go check it out if you think I lie me a tell God. When Jacob is visited by an angel. That changed his name from Jacob to Israel. In that place Jacob called Peniel. Run but take it out if you think I lie me a tell. And give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright then. Me a feel of the conquering Lion. From the line of King David and Solomon. Burn them folly and them fiction. Tell them to back up with them deception. Is a lie, do not pay attention. Put ya in on the meditation. Hail to the Most High of creation. Let us rise to this occasion. Yo! And give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright then, burn them religion and me burn out them lies. Me not go bow to that blue eye guy. This is the truth many try to deny. Yahweh, Baal Hashem, Yahweh Shayan. We have to give thanks and praise to the Most High. Burn the false prophet, the Most High prophesy. In this last days them not get no blight. That's why me have to shout Yahweh and give praises the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises
for another day. Rastafari calling him Jalla. Rastafari calling him Jalla. Rastafari calling him Jalla. Ima shali omeret melech amlachim etil ha-resha'im. Medaberet al-Babilon.
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
so here, before we ride out the Royal Amharic for today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order, Psalm 47. Here we're at the 22nd sabbatical study for this Shabuah, for this strong, for this, quote, week, you know, for the strong, this sabbatical right here. And this is known as Wayakahel, and Moses gathered. Very important Torah reading and feeding. And the quote, the reference here is Acts chapter 7, verse 38, looking at the Hebrew here. And in the English, here's the verse in the English KJV-wise. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, who spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, our patriarchs, who received the lively oracles to give to us. So here, bringing it out even from the Hebrew here, Acts 7 and 38. Hu asher haya b'kahal b'midbar ra'im ha-mal'aka ha-dober elayo b'har Sinai wa'im avoteinu wa'asher kibel debarim ha-chayim latet lanu. So here, bringing out the Hebrew sense, we have who. He, Asher, the one who haya, the one who be, or the one who was, ba kahal, in the kahal. So we have wayakahel. Now wayakahel, that's like the verbal sense right here, to kahal. To kahal is to gather, right? So the kahal is also the gathering, as a noun, the gathering, and as a verb, to gather. And the New Covenant Hebrew sense of church from the same root is called the kehillah. So basically, when I say the gathering, right? So here, hu asher haya ba kahal, he, the one who was ba kahal, in the kahal, in the gathering, brought out here in the New Testament English translation says church, but it's the same Hebrew word, the kahal, ba kahal ba midbar, in the kahal, in the gathering, Bamidbar, in the midbar, in the wilderness, aim with Hamalaak, with the angel. We've been speaking about the Hebrew triunity, right? The true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, the triunity, and the revelation here as well. But it says aim Hamalaak, ha dober elayo. In other words, the one who spoke. So very interesting, because here, according to the New Covenant, the New Testament here in Acts of the Apostles, Kedus Estefanos, the Saint Stephen here, the first martyr of the Nazarenes, the true followers of the Moshiach Rabbeinu Yeshua, later to be called Christians, of course, here is saying that the one who spoke to him was the angel, the same angel who the patriarch Jacob says redeemed him. Right. And here for I and I studies, we see this as the pre-incarnate, right, Yeshua HaMoshiach, the great Emmanuel, here known as the angel who spoke, the angel of the presence, the angel of the face, the angel who spoke out of the burning bush and made Moses look away, because he says that I was known as El Shaddai, but by my name, Yahuwah, I was not known to them. And Moshe immediately looked away. He was afraid. Because at that particular point in the ancient, you could say, theology, no one saw or communicated with Elohim the Father, only by way of angels or by way of the angel, his son. Im HaMalak, his son, his number one representative, the builder of the family name. Im HaMalak HaDober, with the angel that spoke Eliyahu or Elav, with him, the Har Sinai, in Mount Sinai. Wa'im, and with Wa'im, here's where we get Imanu. When we say Imanu means with us. Immanuel means that God, the power, the Almighty, is with us. Wa'im, and with Aboteinu, and with our patriarchs, our fathers. Right? Wa'asher, Waasha, Kibel, though they and that which they receive the Kibel, Kibel, like we say, Kabbalah, Kibel, they receive the Kabbalah, Dibarim, the words. These are the words. Even the same words that we hear, Garamawi, Nagusa, Nages, Karamawi, Haile Selassie speaking to I and we. What is his advice? What's his advice to young people? What's his advice to all? Hear this again, once again. The angel. I
my advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten
Commandments. So we have this right here, Wa'im Abotenu, with our patriarchs and with our forefathers, with our patriarchs, right? With our patriarchs, Wa'asha, and who are they who, Wa'asha, those who, Kibel, 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 who receives Debarim, Debarim Chayim. Debarim is words. So often we say and we hear Ten Commandments. In the Royal Amharic, in His Majesty's Bible, is known as the Asher Tun Kalat. Asher, Asher is ten. Asher, Asher Tun, the ten Kalat. In the Amharic, that's the words. In Hebrew, we refer to what's called falsely the Ten Commandments as the Esaret. Esar, Esar, Asher, ten. Esaret HaDebarim, the Debarim, the words. So here it calls the words or the commandments, the 10 words, Debarim Chayim. Chayim, Chayim means lives. It's a plural sense, lives, but often as life. Like, for example, we cheer one another, or, you know, we burn the chalice, and as we burn it, we like, this is like a baraka, a blessing to everyone. We say, L'chayim, 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 for lives, for liberty. But here we receive, and the patriarch receives, Wa'asher Kibela Devarim Chayim. He received the living words. KJV translates the living words as lively oracles. The oracle, you all know about the Matrix movie, the oracle, the oracle, the oracle. Well, this is I Hebrew oracle right here. Wa'asher Kibel, Kibela Devarim Chayim, Latate, Latate. To give, latet, 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 to give lanu, to give for us, to give to us, latet lanu. So here, building on this testimony that we have in the KJV, this is he that was in the kahal, the church, the outcalled assembly in the midbar with HaMalaak, the speaker, HaDover, by the Mount Sinai and Mount Sinai with Abotenu, with our patriarchs, who kibel, who kabbalad, the dibarim chayim, the lively or the living words, latet lanu, to give to I and to I and I. So let's ride up right here.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. 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 You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten and hand elaborate on hand elaborate on hand elaborate.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
Here, a little elaboration right here on the midday, the fourth day, the middle day of the Shabuah, of the week, of the sabbatical. This is called Real Church, Wayakahel, the Kahal. What and where is the church in the wilderness? From an older recording from Shem, A-S-H-I-M, the school of His Imperial Majesty, the Shem. As you say, Hashem is the name. So right here, something's old, something's
remind,
new.
Just remind the Chavarim, Machaber Tenyo Chia, because here we also have the Machaber or the Idat and the gathering, the Wayak Hel, the Kahal. Kahal is the is the gathering of the church. And the teaching of His Majesty is very, very important right here. Let's bring out this, the Gospel of H.I.M., Haile Selassie I, Book 1, and we hope to have the Book 2, the follow-up to this Book 1 on the first little books that we publish here. His Majesty's Ask in the on the Lutheran, what's referred to as the Lutheran interview, or the interview with Oswald Hoffman, Dr. Oswald Hoffman, of the Lutheran Ministries. He's asked, Your Imperial Majesty, as a member of the body of Christ, what do you expect of the church? And Gormawi Karmawi Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, said, the church is not merely a building. The church is a faithful fulfillment of the Christian life and its requirements. Thus, as the name applies to the buildings, so is our heart, the church, in which God, Exiavia Sustainer, which Elohim, the true God, dwells. After our blameless Creator was sent to this world by His Father, then the hearts of all believers, or the believers, the mitmanon, the amanyot, become the temple of Exiavia, the Sustainer of HaElohim, the true good, the true God. The love of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, the love of Jah, the love of Exiavia, the Sustainer, cannot be fathomed by a series of questions and answers. And man's soul cannot experience deeper enrichment as a result. We believe in the Amen, and the good is Na'amen, 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 and Royal Amharic, the pure language, Na'amen, Na'amen, in Na'amen, Na'amen, in Na'amen, Na'amen. We Amen, we admit, often translated as we believe. And the good is we have Na'amen, 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 Na'amen. We Amen, that men at all times be bound by His love and grace. So now we have this here in the Oswald Hoffman interview with Gormawi Karmawi Haile Selassie, with His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, where he's asked, Your Imperial Majesty, Gormawi John Hoy, as a member of the body, as a member of the body, we can ask the question, what member of that body of Christ? Right? But as a member of the body of HaMoshiach, member of the anointed, member of Christ, remember that Christ, Christos, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, Jesus, the Christos, Christ, is our high priest, the Lika Kahinat, the Kahin HaGadol, the high priest. Remember that likeness of Aharon, of Aaron? So let's go over again. What was it, right? And what be it according to the pattern that makes Aaron that high priest and that type of Messiah, which Yeshua, which Jesus, Geta Jesus, fulfills, according to teaching of His Divine Majesty. So as a member of the body of Christ, what do you expect? What do you expect? What are your expectations? See, expectations. What about expectations? What are our expectations? Some say to modify your expectations. You have to really check what be our expectations. Because many people have expectations about the church, about the Bible, about God or God, you know, Christianity, salvation. But what do you expect of the church? Gormawi Nagusin again, as Imperial Majesty's asked, what do you expect of the church? And this word right here, that the church is not merely a building, period, full stop. The church is not merely a building, point blank, period. The church is not merely a building. Now, most people's expectation or their understanding or misunderstanding is that the church is a building. They say going to church. And this is a point that we have sought to bring out and will bring out, continue to bring out, because the truth is objective reality, whether ones see it at first or not, hopefully in the fullness that they will be fulfilled and recognize that the church is not merely a building. So how strange, right? How strange is this idea when we say going to church and looking at the church to be merely a building? But that's not all. That's just the groundation right there, the teaching of His Majesty. Give us the teaching of His Majesty, because we don't want no devil's philosophy. The devil's philosophy tell you, well, you're a church goer, right? Or you're a church goer. Right? What does that mean, a church goer? See, this Torah portion here, wayakahel, from the Hebrew kahal, the gathering, the assembly. That word there in the Brit Chadasha sense, even in the Brit Yashana, the Old Testament sense, Brit Yashana, the Belui Kidan, Ethiopically, but the Old Covenant, OT sense, is the church. This is why we find the Apostle Stephen, the first martyr, right, of the Nazarenes, referring to the church in the wilderness, Bamidbar, the church Bamidbar, the church in the wilderness. So once might say, well, you know, if you're coming from a Western Gentile, you know, point of view or half original. You know, you might be Hebrew or ethnically, you know, of, according to the flesh, but now according to the spirit and the truth. One might hear the expression in the New Testament translation of the Bible where it speaks about the church in the wilderness. What does it mean, Chabarim? What does it mean when we have this phrase, the church in the wilderness? Let's just bring this up right here. Church in the wilderness, if we even consult with the Hebrew, Brit Chadash of the New Testament scriptures, like the church in the wilderness. Right? We have the church in the wilderness, and it's in Acts. One place in the Bible. Bible. He says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So for I and I of the name. See, this is the key qualification, of the name. Right? No play, no joke thing, right? Of the name, Rastafari. Right, the teaching of His Majesty is front and center, it's the groundation, it's the foundation. Here in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 38, it says, this is He. This is He. Who is He? He who be who He be. This is He. Right? This is He. Right? This is He. But the He here that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, with HaMelech. So speaking of Moshe. Speaking of Moshe, who is He? Who is He that was in the church in the wilderness? The church in the wilderness, here, Stephen is giving a overview of the history, right? Of the history of the Hebrews and of the church. He's giving a history, an overview right here in chapter 7, right? In chapter 7, let's go through this right here. Just a quick overview, and then take, of course, that Selah moment to iditate, meditate, reflect, be still, and the gnosis, right? And he who be, we be. So typing this in right here so we can bring up the Hebrew right here, get the verse right here in the fuller context. We're in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 38. Chapter 7, verse 38. If you go to verse 37, it says, this is that Moshe. This is that Moshe, Musa, Moses, Ethiopically. And we coin this phrase here, Ethiopically, even Amharically. But here, Ethiopically, according to the Ethiopic Moshe, the Hebrew for Moses, Moshe, we have Musa. Musa is the head of a fraternal order, the head of a monastery. This is interesting when we think of, Deborah Sinai, or Mount Sinai, Har Sinai, a monastery. This is that Moses, which said to the children of Israel, the children, the sons of Bnei Israel, a prophet shall Adonai, thy Elohim, rise up to you of your brethren, like to me, to I. Him shall y'all hear. This is He that was in the church in the wilderness with HaMelech, which spake to him in the Mount Sinai. Here KJV says Mount Sinai. And with our fathers. Our fathers, avoteno, our fathers, abatochachin, who received, this is the Kabbalah in the Ethiopic sense, the Kabbalah, the receive, the lively oracles, the words, sound hadabarim, right? These are the words, to give to us, to I and I. Let's just pause here for a moment at verse 38. We have the church in the wilderness. I'm bringing out the Hebrew, the Hebraic of it all. And there's two main Hebrew versions right here. We know that the one that we have, the hard copy, is this one, HBPD. There's also the HB, and there's the unpointed, the Hebrew M, which is unpointed. But here it says, who, Asher, he, Ash, who, or who, he, right, for short, who, might be more archaic, who, Asher Hayah Bak Ahal. He, who, Asher, the one who is the Hebrew pronoun for the emphatic, he himself and none other, he, who, Asher, the one, Hayah, even that root of the Yod, Hey, Weh, Hey, right, when we go according to the Hebraics, the Afro-Shemitic, Hayah, to be, right, Hayah, the who haya, he who was, wuhu hoe, the who hoe, hoe, he who is, wuhu, vuhu, yihye, he who will be, betisara, revelation of tefarai, yes I. So here we have, hu asha haya bakahal, ba in, by way of, vakahal. Some with men say vakahal, vakahal, vakahal. But here we have vakahal. It's the bait, right? In the church, Bamidbar was in the kahal. So we have this Torah portion. Vayakahel, vayakahel. Some would enunciate, as we mentioned, vayakhel, vayakhel, vayakhel. Even we had, sometimes were saying that until we got more into the Hebrew, into the Chumash and the Masoretic, and we say, wait, it is vayakhel, 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 vayakhel from the root kahal. And why is that so important? Well, the English and the translators translate as Moses assembled, he assembled. Moses assembled, Moses assembled. Right? Now that word, the kahal, very significant, the kahal. Right? The kahal is the called out assemblies, the church. So that signifies that it's I and I as the body, already signifying, right? Calling those things, right, which be not the sense of the church. The true sense of the church is the gathering, the witness, right? The iddat, right? The congregation being called, right? If we have it in the New Testament sense, ecclesia. Ecclesia in the koina, which is say the common, the Greek, which they spoke and speak, you know, then like we speak English, right? So we touch on the Hebrew and we touch on the English, but more of the people spoke, we could say, like the English of the first century time, which was the Greek, even the Hebrews and the Yehudi and the Jews, then spoke the Hebrew, Masoretic Hebrew. They may have understood some words here or there, but this was, as they call the lingua franca, this was the language that was spoken, a language of communication. Right? And communion, as it were. So we have the sense of the ekkalio, ecclesia, ecclesia, also in the Spanish and the Romance languages, we have ecclesia. Right? And even when we say ecclesiastical, we say the ecclesiastical year. In the Hebrew, ecclesiastical year, to distinguish the ecclesiastical year from the civil year, and we say Ethiopia, the kingdom of God, and that's September 11th. That time, that season, which is actually the seventh moon or the seventh month that is known in the later as Tishri. Right, but beginning from the beginning of moons, right, Abib, some say, but Abib was the Abib. Abib is the barley, right, you know, the barley harvest. But from Abib to sprout forward, as we have Addis Ababa, right, Addis Ababa, right, Addis Ababa. Abib means it sprung up, it grew. Abib is that which sprung up or grew, to say new flower, Addis Ababa, right, Addis Ababa. Right, ha-abeba, because the abeba, abebe, in other words, the flower, it springs up. So we have the moon, the month, which is the beginning of moons, corresponding to the ha-pesach, fasika season, even coming forward. Right, so here, it's so very important right here, because this Torah portion begins on the day after the Yom HaKippurim, the day of HaKippurim. This is why we emphasize that it's not Yom Kippur, as you have heard. I mean, it's a shortened, cut down, chopped down version, but it takes away the fuller sense of the HaKippurim, taking off the definite article and the Yod Mim. The definite article and the Yod Mim is off. The Yod Mim at the end, Kippurim, Rim, right? Atonement, Ha, the Atonement, Day of the Atonement. So this Torah portion here, right, from the sages and from our study, right, it fits together with that ancient witness and narrative. This Torah portion is the day after the Day of the Atonement, Yom HaKippurim, Yawam HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. Not just Yom Kippur. I mean, we may say that, but let's study to shew I and I selves approve. So here we have this connection of the church and the teaching of His Majesty concerning the church. Just give ear. Simu. The church is not merely a building. Even though in this Torah portion, Vayakahel Moshe, and Moses, he called, right? Moses, he assembled. It says assembled, but it's from the calling together, to gather, to bringing it together, right? And Moses gathered. This is the English. Now, the English, KJV, says gathered. Now, because we're reading the Chumash translation with the Hebrew, we see there they translate it as Moses assembled. Here we have, and Moses gathered. So somebody here say assembled. They say, whoa, it says gathered. Or the assembling, the gathering, we look at the Hebrew, right, the Hebrew, right, and the spirit, right, not the letter, just the letter of the law, but the spirit of it, right, both the gathering of all the congregation, all the aggregation, right, and also assembling, the assembly, when we say the assembling, the assembly, right, to assemble, assembly of I and I, even here on the E and in the Iron. So that is the church. The church is not merely a building, even though they're being called forward, right, to give and to build, right? To build Ha Mishkan, the tabernacle, Ha Mikdash, the Mekdes, right? And then we have the Beta Mekdes, like Solomon in the time of Shlomo, right? Nagul Seliman, Shlomo HaMelech, right? And even later on in the rebuilding of the temple, which they call the Temple of Solomon, but actually the Temple of Herod, within the first century time, within that incarnation time of HaMoshiach, Yeshua, Yeshua HaNotri, HaNotri, Yeshua of Nazareth. So the church is not merely a building. So the church was already gathering together. When Moses called the congregation, the aggregation, this word, iddat, right? The iddat. The iddat in the Hebrew is the witness, the iddat, the witness. Yes, I and I, to testify, the iddat. We have in the Royal Amharic, machiver, the machiver, machiver, machiver. And from the chebere, where we have chaburim, even the chaburim in the Hebrew, in the Ethiopic, we have the chebere, the chibret, and the machiver, as we noted. The lion of the tribe of Yehuda, when we say society, that is the machiver, which can be translated society, association, assembly, also as in the scriptural, right, sense as church, right, the machiver, or in the sense that we have right here as a congregation, the aggregation. And Moses gathered, he called church of all of the society, get this, the society, the testimony, the association, the aggregation of the B'nai Yisrael. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael, O B'nai Yisrael, O sons of Israel? So there we have the prophetic word right there, Amos 9 and 7, right there. Teaching of His Majesty right here. The church is not merely a building. The church, that gathering, right, that assembly, is the what? Faithful fulfillment. Faithful. And this is a faith, but faithful. Because it can't spill, it can't overflow until it's full. The faithful fulfillment of the Christian life, the liberty of His Divine Majesty, the Christian life, the word Christian, right? Christian, Meshahawian, the anointed, Messiahite, the Messiahite life, and its requirements. What are the requirements? Thus, like this, as the name, the Sim, right, the Shem, we say the Hashem, the name, but here we have the name, as the name applies to the buildings, and they do apply to the buildings, the structures, that's the place, the Mishkan, the Mikdash, the sanctuary, the tabernacle, the chapel. As it applies to the building, so is our heart, the sanctuary of the heart. In the previous Torah portion, reading, feeling, Terumah, now here it connects with Terumah here, because after the Ukkari, the fukuri of the golden calf, the Egel Masecha of Masa, Masecha, right, the Egel, right, after the golden calf, Ukkari, and after the forgiveness and the renewal, remember with the renewal, the covenant was broken, so we have in the old covenant, right, a broken covenant and a renewing, even the new covenant in the old covenant scriptures right here. So now after all of that, now they are to receive the instruction that we have already read in the past 2-3 Torah portion reading and feedings, picking up with Terumah. Terumah, the offerings, the contributions. It's better to what give than to receive. And when we do give, we will receive. Right? Amen. Amen. So this is the liberty of His Majesty. So our hearts, the church in which Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Holy Trinity is, the Hebrew Trinity dwells. The dwelling, that dwelling place, Maderia, right? That Mishkan, the Maderia. After our blameless Creator was sent to this world by His Father. That's the key. Right? Because through the Word made flesh. So the teaching of His Majesty, after our blameless Creator, who is, according to the teaching of His Divine Majesty, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, who is our blameless Creator? He says, after our blameless Creator was sent to this world by His Father, our Father, His Elohim, our Elohim, then the hearts of all Amanyot, Mitminan, the faithful, become the what? The temple, to say the Heikar, the temple of HaElohim, of Egeziah, of the sustainer, of the good, the generous Ab, Father. The love of Egeziah cannot be fathomed by a series of questions and answers. And man's soul cannot experience deeper enrichment as a result. And Naminalen, we Amen, Naamin, 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 I and I Amen. That men, that humanity at all times, at all hours, be bound by His love, the chesed, fikr, His love and grace, and the grace, the grace, the grace and truth.
Keep up the teachings of His Majesty.
advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
You'll find your redemption.
Study this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
We're gonna ride up with Psalm 47. Gonna ride up the Royal Amharic, go through verse by verse. So today's daily psalm according to the royal order. But on that Namim, you know, the Namim, like say Namim, it's interesting because in the Gutters, right, and also in the Hebraic kind of a sense, we have namen. Like namen is like we, I and I admit, accept as true. We admit as true. We're confident on something. Right, that's what the word translates believe and faith from the amenet. I know once we go back to ancient Kemet and ancient Egypt. But a little bit of a problem with that is show me the verb. In the Hebrew, we have the verb. Namin, namen.
King Selassie at the Almighty Eye. Namin. King Selassie at the Almighty Eye. Namin.
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh God, in the promised land.
Namin. After this, Psalm 47.
Nice.
Calling, I love it. Yeah.
One, play a Nami, and I'm going to shoot it right just right now.
Tougher than concrete, there, boy. But love a dose. Watch out. Check it. Boom. You know what I mean? Mid the port, I will put in, you know what I mean? And reload my next magazine, you know what I mean? And wounded them mouths in steam, you know what I mean? So for them, I move sideways and lean, you know what I mean? Can't come out when man to eat, you know what I mean? We not like them colonial regime, you know what I mean? Ethiopia not like Mussolini, you know what I mean? Me queen of the rock and come in, you know what I mean? And jump and make the trampoline, you know what I mean? And boost up our self-esteem, you know what I mean? No for when the home and kitchen so clean, you know what I mean? And with recipe that I steam, you know what I mean? The lyrics them a flow like a steam, you know what I mean? Make you feel like you're living in a dream, you know what I mean? It come to the crap, man, I cream, you know what I mean? It come to discipline, man, I steam, you know what I mean? Me tougher than a home and limousine, you know what I mean? We're stepping, we're fresh and we're clean, you know what I mean? I burn the stink and stop green, you know what I mean? Better listen up, careful and keen, you know what I mean? I put another record coming.
We celebrate like I finished probation, boy. Not stand with no chaser, boy. From the mouth, I can spit out a razor, boy. Open up your facial like your boy Roy in his prime. Eat food, dinner time, junior gongs, half beginners. Handle business, black velvet, simple females. Never been as so well, they with us. Cause we arrive on a scene just like a high beam, nah, I mean. Don't let us have to make the nine stream, nah, I mean. At the racial police, they redeem, nah, I mean. Spiritual well like an Elohim, nah, I mean. In a casino world. We got whatever I'm seeing. My brothers and sisters are never forgotten, I mean. Don't wanna hear another soldier drop, I mean. Another dope addict is shot with the morphine. And feds are indicting my block, I mean. They're wearing reds from their shoes to their top, I mean. I'm wishing that all the violence would stop, I mean.
When I light this song, I'm tiring, I mean. And some boys stop like ice cream, I mean. From a boy, make the pest in toffee, I mean. Wishing I work or take him choppy, I mean. Parabellum, them are each up in a spleen, I mean. In a Queen's gunman reign supreme, nah mean. Kingstonians are real blood fiends, nah mean. The world is a big crime scene, nah mean.
Yo, Mr. President, what you doing for my resident? Yo, Mr. Minister, why you being sinister? Hey. Yo, Mr. President,
what you doing for my resident?
Yo, Mr. Minister,
why you being sinister?
Some of the real Buffalo in a Rastafari regime. Bush bungalow, when
them it well with my queen. Trash to the bone down in a camouflage green. Look for them where can't go the places we've been. Look for them where can't see the sights where we've seen. That's why them days all a twist up and a lean, I mean. They better mind we keep it up clean, I mean. Man a gangster just like Gambin. That mean them can't say Congo jet puts up in, I mean. And who you want come in can be, I mean. Attorney up in rock and come in, I mean. Me pocket them green like Berlin, I mean. Me regular fly out and fly in, I mean. The stadium park like sardine, I mean. Can't just see the past the whole need caffeine. Run out of retin and antihistamine. Wash over golem from me like Listerine. You think I lie way better than Al Pacino, I mean.
It's genocide, it's a genocide. It's a genocide, it's a genocide. Fifth floor cooking raw, had my own supply. Cause of capitalist ways, that was back in the day. So now I do rap and it pays.
Come on, this video over.
Nah, I mean, here, here, here. Yes, I am about to ride up right here. Today's song.
Daily many song. Are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. Many are calling, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Nami. Yes,
calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Now. Calling, 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 calling. Call 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Nah, I mean, here, today's daily psalm. First up, Abraham Chebuda, native speaker from His Majesty's Bible, the King of Kings Bible, here on the dub, the living, a living rhythm. Here.
مزمور 46 بقنف 47 لمزمران علقاء يقوري لجوش مزمور احزاب هلاچو اجوچاچونا چبچبو بدستا قالم لاغزابير اللب اغزابير لؤل غروم منونا بمدر هلو لايم تالاق نغوس نونا احزابن كنيا بتاچ وگنوچنم كغراچن بتاچ اسگزال ለርስቱኛን መረጠን የወደደውን ያዕቆብን ውበት አምላክ በልልታ እግዚአብሔር በመለከት ድምፅ አረገ ዘምሩ ለአምላካችን ዘምሩ ዘምሩ ለንጉሳችን ዘምሩ እግዚአብሔር ለምድር ሁሉ ንጉሥ ነውና በማስተዋል ዘምሩ እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ላይ ነገሠ እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ዙፋን ይቀመጣል የምድር ኃይለኞች ለእግዚአብሔር ናቸውና የአሕዛብ አለቆች ወደ አብርሃም አምላክ ተሰበሰቡ እርሱንም ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ
Psalm 47 Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God, he is greatly exalted.
مزمور 46 بقنف 47 لمزمران علقا يقوري لجوج مزمور احزاب ሁላችሁ እጆቻችሁን አጨብጭቡ በደስታ ቃልም ለእግዚአብሔር እልልበሉ እግዚአብሔር ልዑል ግሩምም ነውና በምድር ሁሉ ላይም ታላቅ ንጉስ ነውና احزابን ከኛ በታች ወገኖችንም ከግራችን በታች አስገዛለን ለርስቱኛን መረጠን የወደደውን ያዕቆብን ውበት አምላክ በልልታ እግዚአብሔር በመለከት ድምጽ አረገ ዘምሩ ለአምላካችን ዘምሩ ዘምሩ ለንጉሳችን ዘምሩ እግዚአብሔር ለምድር ሁሉ ንጉስ ነውና በማስተዋል ዘምሩ እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ላይ ነገሰ እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ዙፋን ይቀመጣል የምድር ኃይለኞች ለእግዚአብሔር ናቸውና ያሕዛብ አለቆች ወደ አብርሃም አምላክ ተሰበሰቡ እርሱንም ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ
Clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, clap your hands,
oh, clap your hands,
oh, clap your hands,
oh, clap your hands.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menash. You know? But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
Teach me, teacher. Each higher I am a teacher.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
And we hear today's daily psalm from the King of Kings Bible, the Metzach Kedus, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible of Kedemah Haile Selassie. Here we have today's daily psalm, and here, this is going to go into the third eye with a grace period. Got like 6 minutes for ones and ones who seek to hear it now or catch the replay before or at least by the next day. Feel free, but you can call in 515-602-9761. But today's daily psalm, Psalm 47, the KJV, the HSV, King James Version, Haile Selassie Version, here side by side. Today's daily psalm is seen the Xiavia, the Sustainer, True Good, True God, King of Yisrael, King of Israel. Also, it is seen the Universal, the Universal Lord, right here. Make me ride up.
Salam to Einayist Alim. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews and after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit Arba Sabat. Psalm 47, Mezmore Arba Sabat. It's themed, Egziyavihar Yisrael Nagus, Ya'alem Geta, Egziyavihar, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, Father, Yisrael Nagus, the king, the Nagus of Israel, Israel, Negusia, Alem, Geta, the Lord of the world. This is the theme here in the Sefer Tehillim. We have the theme, God the King, Elohim HaMelech. Beginning off here with the superscription, Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wamenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source in the Jemralin. We begin. Beginning with the superscription, Lemezemrana Leka, Yekore, Lijoch Mezmur. To the chief musician of or for the sons of Korah, Yekore, Lijoch Mezmur, a Mezmur, a chant, Isis, a vocal intonation, word, sound, power. Kuter And, verse 1. Ahizab Hulachu, Ichochachuhuna Chebchibu, Medestak Alim, Le Egziavihar, Ilbelu. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Ahizab Hulachu, all ye peoples, nations, this word here, Ahzab, Ahzab, is also used for the equivalent of the Goyim, the nations, the nationalities, even the international community. Ahzab, Hulachu, Hulachu, all of y'all. Ahzab, Hulachu, Ijochachuhun, Achebchubu. Clap your hands, Ijochachuhun, your hands, Achebchubu. Clap your hands, Bedesita, Kalim, Bedesta, Bedesita. In happiness and in joy, kal, kalim, in a joyful word, a joyful voice, a happy voice. KJV reads, shout to God with the voice of triumph. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. Here we have Bedesta, kalim, le egziavihar, ilil belu, ilil, the ililta, the ililta, the ililililil, the exaltation. The Hebrew brings out hariu, hariu, like the hurrah, hurrah. Here we have the ililta, le egziavihar, ilil, ilil belu, say ilil, ilililil. Bedesta, Bedesita, Kalim, in a happy, a joyful word, a joyful voice, La Egziavihar, Ilil Pelu, Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Egziavihar, Luula Garumim Nuwina, Bemidro Hulu, Layim, Talak Ngus Nuwina, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. Egziavihar l'ul agarumim nowinna. Bemidar hululayim talak ngus nowinna. Egziavihar sustainer l'ul, 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 the sovereign, the most high, l'ul, the prince, l'ul, the most high, garumim, 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 majestic. Majestic, but it has a sense of awe and awesome, a majestic awesomeness. Gerumim, gerumim, and awesome and terrible, Nawina, for he is terrible. Egziavihar, l'ul, gerumim, Nawina. He is a great king. Talak Ngus, an important, a great Talak Ngus. He is a great king over all the earth. The Midr Hululayim, Talak Ngus, Nawina. Midr Hulu Layim Talak and Goose Nawina. Puter source, verse 3. Ahizabina Kanya Betach. Wagnochinim Akagrachin Betach Asgazali. He shall subdue the people under us. Ahizabin Kanya Betach. Ahizabin, the nations, the international community, the Goyim, the peoples. Kanya, from us, Betach, below, under. Wagnochinim. And it says here, and the nations, Wagenochinim, the Wagen, the kinds, the ethnicity, so to say, Kagrachin, Kagrachin Betach, under I and I foot, Asgazalin, Asgazalin, causing ones to submit, to serve, to submit. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Leristu. Inyan Meret, and he would have ye Yaakovin Uvet. He shall choose our inheritance for us. Le Ristu, Ristu, the Rist, Ristu. Agaristo, Kashi, Ametu, what a Ristu, Le Ristu, Inyan Meret, and he would have Dawina ye Yaakovin Uvet. The excellency of Jacob, of Yaakov, whom he loved. Here in the Royal Amharic we have Yehwedadawin, the one who he loved, Yeh Yaakovin of Jacob, Wubet, the beauty, the beauty, the Wubet, of Jacob, that excellency. And here we have in the Hebrew the Selah, pause. Kuta Amist, verse 5. Amlak be'ilta egziavir be'melekat dint arage. God egziavir, here it has Amlak be'ilta, Amlak on the ilta, the source on the egziavir, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab Father, be'melekat dint, upon the trumpet's voice, the meleket, the trumpet, the meleket dint, dint on the sound, the voice, the sound of the trumpet, arege, arege, arege. Exiavi is going up to shout the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Guter sidist. Verse 6. Zemru, lamlakachin zemru, zemru lenugusachin zemru, sing praises, Isis, to God. Sing praises, Isis. Sing praises, Isis, to I and I King, to our King. Sing praises, Isis. Zemru, lamlakachin zemru, zemru lenugusachin zemru. Chant mezmur, psalms, chant, intonation. Zemru, lamlakachin zemru, zemru lenugusachin zemru, zemru lamlakachin zemru, zemru lenugusachin zemru. Kuter Sabbat, verse 7. Egziavir le nidar hulu nugusna winna bemastawal zemru. For God egziavir, sustainer of the good, the excellent, Av is the King, the nugus of all the earth. Egziavir le nidar hulu nugusna winna bemastawal zemru. Sing ye, sing y'all, Isis, chant psalms. Chant Isis, chant Mezmur, chant Isis, Zemru, Bemastawal, Zemru, Bemastawal. KJV has with understanding. And I and I, Rastafari, we say with overstanding. Interesting, in the Hebrew, we have the Zamru Maskil, the Maskil, Maskil. Superscription to many of the Psalms of Maskil. Here bringing out the Targum and the interpretation, Bemastawal, with intelligence. Chant psalms, chant Isis, Bemastawal, Zemru, Kuter. Cement, verse 8. Egziavir, the Ahzab lai negas. Egziavir, the Kedisanau Zufan yikemetar. Egziavir, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab Father, reigneth over the heathen. The Ahzab lai negas. Negas. He rules as king, has become king. Egziavir has become king over the nations and the nationalities and the Gentiles, the Goyim. Here, KJV chooses to translate the same word for Goyim nations and nationality. That's heathen. Egziavir v'ahzav lai negesa. Egziavir v'kedisanao zufani kemetal. Egziavir, the stainer, sitteth upon the throne of his holiness, his set-apartness, his islandness. Ekziavihar bekedisnau zufan. Bekedisnau zufan, the throne of his holiness. Yikemetal, yikemetal. He sitteth, he's seated, he's enthroned. Kuter zeteng. Verse 9. Yemidur Hailenyoch Lek Ziavihir Nachuna, Ye Ahizar Alek Ocha Wad Abraham Amlak Tesebesebu, Arsunim Kef Kefa Darragut. The princes of the people are gathered together. Yemidur Hailenyoch Lek Ziavihir Nachuna, Lek Ziavihir Nachuna. Here we have Yemidur of the land, earthly plane, Yemidur Hailenyoch, the powers. The powers, the mighty ones, signifying even here the mighty men, the mighty ones of the earth. Yemidur Hailenyoch, the powers of the earthly plane, the mighty ones of the earthly plane. Yemidur Hailenyoch, le'egziavihar nachawinna. They are for the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Since here in the KJV, the princes of the people. So in the more of the direct context, Yemidur Hailenyoch, which can be the earth, or even the land of the land, the mighty ones of the land, even that land, right? Even that land with Ethiopia. This man was born there, even that land. Yemidur, Yemidur Hailenyoch, the mighty ones of the land. They are four. They are gathered together. Yeah, Ahizab Alek Och. And the sense here, the alikoch, the leaders, the princes, in the sense of the leaders of the peoples, the hizboch, the ahizab, ya ahizab, alikoch, were towards Abraham, Amlak, towards the God, the source of Abraham. Were Abraham, Amlak, tesebesebu, they are gathered together. KJV says the princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. Arsunim, and he himself, kef kef adarragut, he is greatly exalted. Hi. Arsunim kef kef adarragut.
Psalm had the Hayalan, for those who have Hayal, the powerful ones. But here from an Ethiopian churchical ceremony right here, they go through a prayer, and in the prayer in them heart, they introduce or they bring forward the God of Abraham, the Elohim. Hear this right here. Yes, sir.
የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ
ኤልሮኢምን give a Targum or interpretation. Says one speaking a tongue, let there be another to interpret. Here's interpretation. Yes, sir.
የሚያየነን አየነ የሰማነን አወቅነ የዳሰስነን አገኘነ የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየንን ጌታ ኤሎሂም የሚያየንን አየነው. The one who he who sees us, we having seen, past present, we having seen. የሚያየንን አየነው. የሰማንን አወቅነ. He who or the one who has heard us, we have known. የሰማንን አወቅነ. የዳሰስንን አገኘነ. He who, the one who has touched us, አገኘነ. We have found. And since we have met, we have found. የአብርሃምን አምላክ, the Amlak, the source of Abraham. የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየንን ጌታ, the one, the Lord, the ጌታ, who has and who sees us. Elohim.
Hello, here just once again the native speaker here, Abraham Chebuda, same psalm, straight through, word in the Bible. Yeah.
መዝሙር 46 በቅንፍ 47 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የቆሬ ልጆች መዝሙር. አህዛብ ሁላችሁ እጆቻችሁን አጨብጭቡ፣ በደስታ ቃልም ለእግዚአብሔር እልል በሉ። እግዚአብሔር ልዑል ግሩምም ነውና፣ በምድር ሁሉ ላይም ታላቅ ንጉሥ ነውና። አህዛብን ከኛ በታች ወገኖችንም ከእግራችን በታች አስገዛልን። ለርስቱ እኛን መረጠን፣ የወደደውን የያዕቆብን ውበት። አምላክ በእልልታ እግዚአብሔር በመለከት ድምፅ አረገ። ዘምሩ፣ ለአምላካችን ዘምሩ፣ ዘምሩ፣
ለንጉሳችን ዘምሩ እግዚአብሔር ለምድር ሁሉ ንጉስ ነውና በማስተዋል ዘምሩ እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ላይ ነገሰ እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ዙፋን ይቀመጣል የምድር ኃይለኞች ለእግዚአብሔር ናቸውና የአሕዛብ አለቆች ወደ አብርሃም አምላክ ተሰበሰቡ እርሱንም ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉት
Let up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwafic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see? You see?
The English language.
Join your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same
Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, clap your hands,
oh, clap your hands,
oh, clap your hands,
oh, clap your hands.
Mizmor, mim, zain, mizmor, men, zain. Lamnatayach, lizne, korach, mizmor. Kola, ha, mima, tiko, okaf. Ha, ri'u, alelohim, abikol, rina. Ki, hoa, elionora. Melek gadol al kol haaret Yadbir amim tachtenu Ulaumim tachat raglenu Yivchar lanu et nachlatenu Et geona Yaakov Asher ahev Tela Allah Elohim Ditorua Yahuwah b'kol shofar Zamru Elohim Zameru Zamru lemalkenu Zameru Ki melek kol haaret Elohim Zamru maskil Malak Elohim al goyim Elohim yashav All ki sik ad show Nidive amimane esaf Am Elohe Avraham Ki Elohim magine aret Meoda na'illa
Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God, he is greatly exalted. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of
Israel? Hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings. Karmali, Karmali, Haile Selassie, Isin Negev, Ethiopia, Moa Anbesa, Zain Negev, Yehuda. So here, Amidrash, Psalm Drash, 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 Psalm
Drash, Psalm Drash, Psalm
Drash, Psalm Drash, Psalm Drash, Psalm
Drash, Psalm Drash,
Hear. For the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Opening verse. Psalm 47, Hebraically, verses 1 to 2. Hear. Lam natziach libnei Korach. And hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, Yisrael. Hear, a midrash, a study on today's psalm. Mizmor mim zain, mizmor mim zain. Psalm 47. Hear. For the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Opening verse, Psalm 47, Hebraically, verses 1 to 2. Hear. Lam natziach libnei Korach mizmor, kol laha'amim, tika'u kaf. For the leader, lam natziach. For the leader, the chief musician, for the overcomer, lam natziach, libnei Korach. For the sons of Korah, mizmor, a song, mizmor, a chant, mizmor, Isis, lanatzeach, libnei Korach, mizmor. Kol ha'amim, tik'u kaf, O clap your hands, all ye peoples. Kol ha'amim, all, kol ha, the, amim, all the peoples. Kol ha'amim, all ye peoples, tik'u kaf. Clap your hands, tika'u kaf. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples. Clap your hands. Lanatziach, libnei Korach mizmor. Kol ha'amin, tika'u kaf. These words, right here, opening two verses, Hebraically, the superscription, and first verse in the Hebrew, the first and the second verse, for the leader, the chief musician, a psalm, a chant, Isis of the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples, call ha'amim, tika'u kaf, clap your hands. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. These words, zehu shamar ha'katub, are to be considered in the light of the verse from Mishlei Shlomo, from the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2, that reads, when the righteous are increased, the people rejoice. But when the wicked, the ratchet, be a rule, the people sigh. Biravot tzadikim yismach ha'am. Uwa avia mishol rasha yana am. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Biravot tzadikim yismach ha'am. But when the wicked beareth rule, u bimshol, rasha. But when the rasha, the ratchet rule, u bimshol rasha, ye anach ha'am. The people, ye anach, the people mourn. Here at the KJV, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Birbot. Tzadikim yismach ha'am. Uwa bimshol rasha ye'anach am. When the ratchet rule in the world, uwa bimshol rasha, when the ratchet rule in the world, all men sigh, ye'anach am. All men sigh and are distressed, downpressed and distressed. And no man walks about with his head up,
as Shlomo, as Solomon. As Solomon says, even in the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon and the Mashal, in Proverbs 28:28, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. But when they perish, the righteous increase. Bekom rishaim yisater adam uva avadam yerubu tzadikim. Here, KJV, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. But when they perish, the righteous increase. Bekom rishaim, bekom and rising, kom, bekom rishaim, rishaim, the ratchet and rising, bekom rishaim. Yisater adam, Adam hide themselves. Adam hides himself. Man hides himself. Yisater Adam. Uva avdama yerubu tzadikim. Uva be'abdam yerubu tzadikim. But when they perish. Uva be'abdam. Uva be'abdam. But when they perish. Uva be'abdam yerubu tzadikim. Yerubu increase. Yerubu tzadikim. The righteous, the tzadikim, increase. Bekom rishaim yisater adam ube abdam yerbu tzadikim. Grievous for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, HaKadosh, blessed be He, Baruch Hu, is the day when He gives power to one man to rule over another and other to the other's heart, to the other's hurt. Therefore, Scripture says, even in Kohelet, even in the preacher, in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 9, what time one man had power over another is to his hurt. What time one man had power over an other is to his hurt. Et kol zeh raiti, we'e natona et libi, lechola ma'eseh ashera na'eseh tachata ha'shamesh, Eit asher shalata ha'adama be'adama le'ra lo. Here, the fuller verse, Ecclesiastes, the preacher, Kohelet, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 9, here, the King James Version. All this have I seen and applied my heart to every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt, to his own hut. Et kol zeh, all this. Et kol zeh, raiti, I have seen, with naton et libi, and given heart to, v'naton et libi, with naton et libi, and applied my heart, l'kol ma'iseh, to every work, l'kol ma'iseh asherah, na'iseh, tachat ha'shamesh, to every work that is done, under ha-shamesh, under the shamesh, ha-shamesh, under the sun. Ait asher shalat ha-adam bi-adam li-ra lo. There's a time, ait asher, a time wherein shalat ha-adam, shalat, one man, Adam, one Adam, shalat, ruleth over, Shalat aha Adam bi Adam li ra to his own hurt lau for him li ra lau it call ze raiti we naton et libi li kol ma ese ashara na isfa tachataha shamesh ait ashara shalat ha Adam bi Adam li ra lau. And also, Scripture says, even in Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 2, behold, it is harsh and bitter for the Lord, as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, when He causes the earth to lie under a hand. Hine chazaka we amitza la Yahua k zarema barada sha'ara katev k zarema mayima ka bi kabirima shotfima hi en yacha la areta biyad. Here, full of verse, the KJV, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 2. Behold, the Lord, Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and strong one, that is, as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. That was one reading from one manuscript here, very same verse. Hine, behold, chazak, strong, we're amit. So the translation here, behold, it is a harsh and bitter. Hine, behold, chazak, harsh, strong, we're amit, and bitter. La Adonai, for Adonai, La Adonai, for Adonai. Kuzarema barada sa'ar, barad sa'ar, katev. Kuzarema mayima kabrima shotfi, haniyach la'aretz abiyad. Here, as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, when he causes the earth to lie under a hand, when he causes the earth to lie under a hand. What can under a hand, what can biyad, la'aretz, the earth, biyad, under a yad, under a hand mean, except under the hand of a man who has power over one like himself? It is said, even here, 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 in today's Psalm, Mizmor, Mim, Zain, Mem, Zain, Psalm 47, oh, clap your hands, Tik'u, Kaf, Tik'u, Kaf, Tik'u, Kaf, oh, clap your hands. Lamaze, why? Lama, why? Because the Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked, of the ratchet, the scepter of the rulers that smote the peoples in wrath. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. Even here, 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 here in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 14, verses 5, verse 6, and verse 7. Shavar Yahua Mate Rishaima Shavet Amushlima Make Amima Be'evra Nacha Shakta Kol Haareta Patuchu Rina. Jehovah, he who be, we be, has broken. Shabar Yahuwah, Shabar Yahuwah, Shabar, Shabar Yahuwah, he who be, we be, has broken. Matei Rishaim, the Matei, the staff of the Rishaim, of the ratchet. Shevet Amoshlim, Shevet, Shebet, Shebet, the scepter, the Shebet, Moshlim, of the rulers. Makeh Amima Be'era, that smote the peoples in wrath. Makeh, that hit, Amin, the peoples, bi'evra, in evra, in wrath. Nachat shakta, kol ha'aretz, the whole earth is at rest and is quiet. Nachat shakta, at rest, quiet, kol ha'aretz, all ha'aretz, the earthly plane. Patuchu rina. Patzuchu rina, they break forth into singing. Patzuchu rina. As scripture says also in Nahum, Nahum chapter 3, verse 19, all that hear the report of the eye, clap the hands over thee. Call shomaya shimecha, tak'u kafa alecha. All that hear the report of thee, of the eye, call all, shomei, shomei, call shomei, all the hearers, call shomei, shimecha, 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 the report of the eye, male, shimecha, call a shomei, a shimecha, tak'u kaf, clap, clap the hands, tak'u kaf, clap the hands, aleika. Aleika, aleika, over the eye. Kola, shomeya, shimeka, tak'u kaf, aleika. Tak'u kaf, aleika. Clap the hands as a gesture of unconcealed exaltation. For HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will do away with the dominion of mortals over you, as it is said even in today's psalm, hear, 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 Mizmor, Mim, Zain, Mem, Zain, Psalm 47, here at the third verse, The Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. Ki Yahuwah Elyon Nora Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz. For he who be who he be, Yahuwah Jehovah is most high. Ki Yahuwah Elyon. For he who be who he be is Elyon, Elyon, most high. Nora, awful, terrible, dreadful, Nora. Ki Yahuwah Elyon Nora. Melech Gadol, great king, king, big king, important king. Melech Gadol, Melech Gadol. I'll call Haaretz, over all the earth, over all the earthly plane. I'll call Haaretz, earth's rightful ruler. Ki Yahuwah Elyon Nora. Melech Gadol, call, I'll call Haaretz. He shall subdue the peoples under us, under I and I, and the nations under I and I feet. Hear, hear, hear the Dalate verse, the fourth verse, hebraically speaking, today's daily psalm. Yadbir amim tachteinu, ualeumim tachata ragleinu. He subdueth peoples under us. Yadbir amim tachteinu. And nations ulumim tachat, under tachat ragleinu, under I and I feet, ragleinu. Yadbir amim tachteinu, ulumim tachata ragleinu. Matai, matai zeh, when, according to the hey verse, the next verse of today's daily psalm, when he shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, the excellency of Yaakov. Yivhar, Yivchar lanu, he chooses for us. Yivchar lanu et nachlatenu, nachlatenu, our nachlatenu, our inheritance. Et gaon Yaakov, the pride, the excellency, the majesty of Jacob. Et gaon Yaakov, Asher Rahiv, whom he loveth. Selah. Pause. And here, here, a midrash note right here, 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 concerning the excellency of Yaakov, the gaon. The Gaon Yaakov. By this phrase, according to the Targum, the interpretation, Ha Hekal, the temple is meant. According to this phrase, the Gaon Yaakov, the pride of Jacob, the excellency of Jacob, the majesty of Jacob. By this phrase, Gaon Yaakov, according to the Targum, the interpretation, Ha Hekal, the temple is meant. Another comment, when will Ha'el, Ha'el, Elohim choose us, I and I, and give us, I and I, our I and I inheritance? When, according to today's psalm, the 8th verse, the 9th verse, God will sit up on, upon the throne of his holiness, his islandness, his set apartness. Elohim yashav al kisek ad sho, Elohim sitteth, is enthronedness. Elohim yashav al kisek Adisho, up on the throne, Al Kisei Adisho, of his islandness, of his set apartness, his holiness. Elohim Yashab, Al Kisei Adisho. As scripture says, even in Haggai chapter 2, verse 22, I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, of the goyim, the nations. In that day, I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, of governments, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, of the Gentiles, of the goyim. In that day, v'hafachtia kiseya mamlechota, v'hishamatia choseka mamlechota hagoyim bayom hahu, and I will overthrow the throne of the kingdoms. We're hafakti kiseya mamlekot, and I will overthrow. We're hafakti, the throne of kingdoms, kisei mamlekot, and I will destroy the strength, and I will destroy the strength. We're hishmati chozek, we're hishmati chozeka, of the kingdoms of the nations, mamlekot hagoyi, in that day, bayom hahu. In that day, with Hafakati kise mamlukot, we hishmati choseka mamlukot hagoyi bayom hahu. And as Daniel says, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the ancient of days did sit in Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. Chazei Yahvit, Chazei Huwe Ta'adda Di Yakar Savanna Remio, We Atika Yomina Yitiv. I beheld, Chazei, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the ancient of days did sit. Chazeh, Hiweita Adadi Yakar Sarana Remiyo, We Atika Yomina Yitiv. When will Ha'el Elohim, the true God, sit? When will the true God be enthroned? When, according to Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21, when saviors shall come up on Mount Zion, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. When will Ha'el Elohim sit, be enthroned? When saviors shall come up on Mount Zion, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Aloha Moshaima Behar Siona Lishpota Etahara Isau. We Haita La Yahua Hama Luka. Here, Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21. When saviors shall come up, shall aliyah up. We alu Moshaim, saviors, Moshaim, we'alu Moshaim, shall come up on Mount Zion, Behar Zion, on Har Zion, and the kingdom, Hamluka, and the kingdom shall be he who he bees, with Haita La Yahuwah Hamluka. Rav Yehuda, Judah bar Nachman, said the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Simeon ben Lakish, when HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, rises up for judgment and sits and is enthroned on the throne of judgment, the shofar, the ram's horn is blown. He turns the measure of justice again and again, shuv and shuv, to the measure of chesed, to the measure of mercy, of grace. In wrath, he rises up for judgment, but as the sound of hashofar, the ram's horn rises up in a blast. At the sound of hashofar, he becomes Lord. Adoni, Lord of mercy, O Lord of his mercy. Here. A midrash note here. Usually this verse is rendered amidst shouting, the Lord amidst the sound of the horn. This verse here from today's psalm, Mizmor Mim Zain, Psalm 47. The sixth verse Hebraically that reads, Allah Elohim, Bia Teruah, Yahuwah, Bikol, Shofar, Elohim is gone up, Elohim Ali is up, Allah ascends, Elohim ascends, Allah, Elohim, be a teruah, amidst the teruah, the shouting, teruah, the blast, Allah, Elohim, be teruah, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Bikol, by way of the voice, Bikol, on the voice, Bikol, Shofar, on the voice of the shofar, the ram's horn. Allah Elohim bitruah Yahuwah bekol shofar. So, as the sound, the call shofar of the shofar hashofar, the ram's horn rises up in a blast. Bitruah Yahuwah, he who be who he be bekol shofar. At the sound of the shofar, he who be who he be becomes he who be who he be of chesed, chasto, of his mercy, his grace, and he deals mercifully, graciously, for the term, Lord, in its sense of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, and Adonai, connotes mercy, chesed, 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 the chesed, chesed, mercy, the Hebrew grace, chesed, as we have in Shemot and Exodus, Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, the Lord, merciful and gracious. Vayavor Yahuwah al panayo, vayikra Yahuwah, Yahuwah, El Rachum, we Chanun, Rekapai, we Rav Chesed, we Amet. Hear, hear, hear. Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, the full verse. And he who be, we be, Yod Hey, we Hey, Yahuwah, pass by before him. Wayabor, 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 Hebrew, Hebrew, crossed over. Wayabor, Yahuwah, Alpanayo. And proclaim, Vayikra, and called out, Vayikra, 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 and proclaimed and called out, Vayikra, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, he who be who he be, El, Almighty, true power, true good, true God, El, Rachum, Wechanun, El, merciful and gracious. Erekapayi, long suffering, long nose. Erekapayi, with Rab Chesed, with Rab and Nuf Nuf, Rab with Rav Chesed and Rav Nuf Nuf in Chesed in goodness Chesed, we aimet and truth. Vayavor Yahuwah al panayo, vayikra Yahuwah Yahuwah el Rachum we Chanun. Rekapayim, we Rav Chesed, we aim,
wet aim, wet aim, wet aim, wet aim, wet aim, wet aim, wet aim, wet aim, wet aim, wet aim.
And Yahuwah and Jehovah descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of Yahuwah and proclaimed the name of Jehovah. Waya yita yatseva imo sham. Wayikra be shemi Yahuwah. And Jehovah descended in the cloud. Waya red Yahuwah be anan. Jehovah descended in the cloud. Wayita yatseva imo sham. And stood with him there. Wayita yatseb imo sham. Wayikra b'shem Yahuwah. Wayikra b'shem Yahuwah. And proclaimed and called on the name of and proclaimed the name. Wayikra b'shem Yahuwah. And proclaimed the name of he who be who he be. And proclaimed the name. Yahuwah, Wayikra, Veshemi Yahuwah, Waya Yaevori Yahuwah, Allah Panayo, Wayikra, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, El Rahum, We Hanun, Erekapayim, We Rav Cheseda, We Amet, and Jehovah passed by before him, before him, before him, before him, before him. Waya Evor Yahuwah. Waya Evor Yahuwah. Waya Bori Yahuwah. Allah Panayo before his face. Wayikra Yahuwah. And proclaim Yahuwah. Yodhei Wehei. Yahei Wehei. He who be, we be. Yahuwah. Yahei Wehei. He who be, we be. El. The true good, the true God, El Rahum, El Merciful, El Rahum, Wichanun, and gracious, Wichanun, Erekapayim, long suffering, Erekapayim, long nose, long suffering, Erekapayim, Wirava Chesed, and abundant and nuff nuff in chesed, and abundant in goodness and nuff nuff in loving kindness. With rava chesed, we amet and truth. Notzer chesed dalai lafim, nose avona wa teshaa, we chataa, we nake loa yenake. Poked evona vota ala banima wa ala beneya banima ala sheleshima wa ala ribaim. Keeping mercy to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity, antiquity, and transgression, and sin, and uckery, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the patriarchs upon the children, and upon the children's children, upon the sons, and upon the sons' sons, to the third and to the fourth generation. Notzer chesed, keeping, guarding, keeping chesed, keeping mercy, keeping loving kindness. Notzer chesed lalafi, for the thousands, for the thousand, the thousands generation. Lalafi nosei avon, lifting up, forgiving iniquity, perverseness. Nosei avon, nosei avon, Aon, 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 Nose Avona, Wa Pesha'a, and transgression and rebellion, Va Pesha, Wa Pesha'a, Wi Chata'a, and sin and uckery and lack and missing the mark, Wi Chata'a, Wi Nake, Lo Yin Nake, Pokeda, and will by no means, and will by no means clear the guilty. Evona bota ala banim wa ala benea vanim, visiting the iniquity. Poked, poked eona evona, poked evona avot, of the fathers, avot. Pokeda eona abot, ala banim, upon the children, ala bene banim, and upon the sons' sons, ala sheleshim, to the third, ala ribaim, and to the fourth generation. And Moshe made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped and worshipped. Waya Mahir Moshe, Wayikoda Arzah, Wayisha Tahu. And Moses made haste. Way Mahir Moshe, Way Mahir, Way Mahir Moshe. And Moses made haste. Wayikoda Arzah, and bowed his head. Wayikoda Arza, bowed his head toward the earth. Aret Arza, Wayikoda Arza, Wayayisha Tahu, and worshipped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let the Lord, I pray that I go in the midst of us, of I and I, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin and our uproar, and take us, take I and I, for thine inheritance. And he said, Im na matzati yachena be'aineka Adonaya yeleka na Adonaya be'ek irveinu Ki ama keshe orefahu We're salachta la e'onen Ulachataten Una halatan. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, why yomer imna matzati chen be'aineka, if I have found grace be'aineka in thy eyes, imna matzati chen be'aineka, Adonai, O Adonai, Adonai Yelek, Adonai Yelek, Na, Adonai Bikarabeinu, O Adonai, 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 Adonai.
And here, 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 this here lines up with this Torah reading and feeding. Interesting that from the Ethiopian Hebrew perspective, from the Hebrew perspective, the Torah reading and feeding here, the 22nd, right here with today's daily psalm, Psalm 47, direct quote from this Torah reading and feeding. Yes,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem, Baruch HaShem, Baruch
HaShem. And what we have right there is a revelation of the HaShem, of the Yahweh, Wehei, Yod-Heh, Wehei, Yahweh, Yahweh, the meaning of bringing out the attributes of, the 13 attributes of He who be, who He be, and here, calling the name of Adonai, Jah. Rastafari, because it is written.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Yes, Adonai featuring Israel Dejana. Some of the tune right there in the Hebrew, some in Amharic. Israel Dejana was Adonai. I think it's a Solomon Chabi on that particular, yeah, brothers, tunes right there. Love that tune. Adonai Hoshiana, Adonai Adonai Hoshiana, Hosanna in the Hebrew, chanting the Hebrew, Hoshiana. A little bit more right here, here, here. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Laila Tov. Have a good night, Laila Boker, to those in those regions right there, where it's morning and night. Please join I and I. Fifth day coming forward, forward. Yes, I have a good day. God bless I. Keep the eye, cause the face of grace. Shine the eye, give the eye, Yeshua, Shalom. Praise be the King. Ketamal, Halas, Lassi, you must gain. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Oh,